I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf, Daf, and Practice Series. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. It's the first day of the month of Tishrei, therefore it's Rosh Chodesh. The question is there any significance? Is there any consequences of the fact that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is not only Rosh Hashanah, but it's Rosh Chodesh as well? So the Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf Mem, then the Gemara seems to discuss that, and the Gemara says, well, perhaps you're supposed to make a reference in the davening of Rosh Hashanah to the fact it's Rosh Chodesh as well. But the conclusion of the Gemara, the Maskana, the Gemara on Erev and Daf Mem Amud Beis, is that Zikaron Echad Ol Lekan Ol Lekan, the fact that you mention the word Zikaron, is able to be a reference both to Rosh Chodesh and to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there is no distinct, there's no unique reference to Rosh Chodesh in davening. Does that mean there's no halachic significance? Is there any area, any part of our day in Rosh Hashanah in which there is any consequence to the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh as well? So I searched, I looked, and I found somewhere. I found the halacha in Aruch Chaim, Simin Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches. The Shulchan Aruch is discussing whether you're supposed to recite Tzidkascha after Mincha on Rosh Hashanah. Every Shabbos throughout the year, after Chazar Sashatz, we say Tzidkascha. But there are exceptions. If that day would have been a weekday and we wouldn't say Ta'achnon, then you don't say Tzidkascha as well. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch discusses, are you supposed to say Tzidkascha in a year like this year, that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos? So after Shabbos Mincha, should we be saying Tzidkascha? And the opinion of the Mechaber is that you do say Tzidkascha. Even though it's really a Yom Tif, it's Rosh Hashanah, still, since the nature of Rosh Hashanah is that it's Yom Hadin, therefore it's appropriate to say Tzidk Hadin, to say Tzidkascha, even though it's Rosh Hashanah. But the opinion of the Rama is not that way. That's what the Rama says, the practice of the Ashkenazim is that we don't say Tzidkascha. One of the reasons is because the Taz says, because it's in fact a Yom Tif, this argument, the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, is insufficient to allow us to say Tzidkascha, but rather we say that, no, it's a Yom Tif, we shouldn't be saying Tachnan, we shouldn't be saying Tzidkascha. But the Tashbatz actually adds on another point. He says, well, it's Rosh Chodesh. And since it's Rosh Chodesh, we shouldn't be saying Tzidkascha. Irrespective of the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah, it could be Rosh Hashanah is not enough of a reason not to say Tzidkascha because it's Yom Hadin after all. But since it's Rosh Chodesh, that's enough of a reason why we wouldn't be saying Tzidkascha. And along these lines, I want to add on one more point, one more ha'ara thought that I had recently, that actually a question that I was struggling with. The halacha is that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we do not recite Avinu Malkeinu. Throughout Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we say Avinu Malkeinu. However, on Shabbos, we don't. Even if it's Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Same thing with Yom Kippur. The reason why is explained by the Magen Avraham. He quotes from the Ran. That's because there's a prohibition. We discussed this in Shabbos. There's the idea that you shouldn't have personal requests. You shouldn't have personal bakosho, sheila, srachov is prohibited on Shabbos, and therefore we do not recite Avinu Malkeinu. However, this does not seem to be consistent. Many poskim, Rishon Mezalman, the Chazan Ish, they all say that although that may not be the main focus, the avoda of Rosh Hashanah may be to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize his malchus. However, you're allowed to recite personal requests on Rosh Hashanah, even when it falls out on Shabbos, you should insert it at the end of Shmona Esrei Be'al Kai Nitzar. They say that even though it's Shabbos, since Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin, you're allowed to have these personal requests. And an earlier source for this idea is from the Matta Ephraim, which he discusses that even though on Shabbos, whenever we have a Misha Berech L'Cholim, we say Shabbos Himi Lizok. We really shouldn't be praying for specific Cholim to get better. Shabbos Himi Lizok, Shabbos, we're not supposed to cry out. Says the Matta Ephraim, on Rosh Hashanah, when we say Misha Berech V'Cholim, even when it's on Shabbos, we don't say Shabbos Himi Lizok. That since it's Yom Hadin, we don't need to explain why we're having these personal requests. So there's a little bit of an inconsistency. Why is it that we don't say Avinu Malkeinu when it falls out on Shabbos? We are willing to say these personal requests. On the night of Rosh Hashanah, we're willing to say the Hiratzons for the Simanim. We're able to say all these different tefillos, which really sound very similar to the Avinu Malkeinus. But then when it comes to Duchening, there's this Rabbonu Shel Olam, which we say on Yom Tov, we don't say on Shabbos. So there's back and forth. There's a lot of inconsistencies when it comes to this, how we relate to Rosh Hashanah in the context of Shabbos. When do I say that Rosh Hashanah being the Yom Hadin overrides any other consideration of whether it's Shabbos? And sometimes you say, no, it's Shabbos. We shouldn't have these personal requests. I wish everyone the tremendous schus that you all have, that you've been continuing on Daf Yomi, learning every day, should be a schus that you should be able to be zilcha b'din, and we should all be written v'sefer ha'chaim, and we should all have a ksiva v'chasima tovah.